Welcome to Thrive, your weekly guide to living your healthiest life with Shannon Crow, certified health coach, and Marcia King, dietitian and nationally accredited nutritionist. Each week, we're going to cover all things health and wellness. So let's get to it. Hello, friend.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We've got some crazy weather. We had a little bit of snow, so it's been a bit crisp. How about you?
Did your snow stick?
What's that?
Did the snow stick at all, or did it kind of
pass? It did. There was a little winter wonderland, but then, you know, everything was a little bit warmer, so it kind of dissipated quickly. But yeah, it was pretty.
It keeps snowing here. It's so dark and kind of gloomy, but it has like sputters of snow, which to me, if there's snow, I don't care if it's gloomy outside. If it's gloomy and there's no snow, then I got to go on vacation.
The pass. Yeah. It's pretty. Exactly. Getting ready for the holidays. Oh my gosh.
Yes. And that's kind of what we're talking about today, right?
Yes. All the events coming up and some gift giving and hostess gifts and all that good stuff. Yes.
Are you like known for your gifts giving, or is this like a struggle for you to figure something out for people?
I love to give the gifts. It's not one of those things that's expected, but it warms my heart. I love doing it, right? Just picking up a little something. But then we talk about today, excuse me, let's do some healthy ideas, right? Something that we can give the family, all of that. Give me some ideas that you do. Do you have something that you have a list that you kind of go through? I know you mentioned one time about olive oil. Yeah.
Yes. So I like to give hostess gifts that something that's useful. And something that's healthy too, because I think we can give only so many flowers and poinsettias around the holidays, only so many baked cookies and chocolates. Like, once you've had enough, you've had enough. So I love just infusing olive oil with different herbs and that sort of thing, because everyone loves to either cook with it. You can use it kind of, you know, as a marinade-ish. You can dip some bread in it. There's so much you can do with it. And it's thoughtful, and it's something that most people either don't buy or make for themselves. So I love that.
Love it. No, I love that idea. I might steal that idea. I like it. You make it, you do your own, like you put some sort of herbs in.
What I've done some years too, if I'm a little nervous, I'll make a packet of seasonings, like in a cute little Ziploc baggie type thing. And then a nice, really pretty bottle, like a reusable olive oil bottle. Because then some people like to, because I know for myself too, sometimes I like to pour the olive oil into like a little ramekin and then add fresh herbs.
True.
Freshly dried herbs.
Yes.
And some people like infused right out of the gate. So I think both are a good option depending on either the person or if you're just a little nervous about giving it a shot yourself. I think doing the two together makes a nice little package.
So I love it.
My favorite go-to's, or making homemade vanilla.
Yes. Oh my God.
So good. So much better than the stuff you buy in the store. It just is.
And it smells so good. You just get that vanilla bean. Oh my gosh, great idea.
Yeah, vanilla bean and vodka. You want to do it a couple of weeks in advance so that the recipient can use it right out of the gate.
I like that.
Right? It's inexpensive. It's really pretty. It's thoughtful. Something people will use. And it has lots of preservatives and garbage in it, so you know it's good to go. So those are some of my two favorite
hostess gifts. I love that. I love it.
What do you do?
I know a lot of like homemade gifts. That's always fun. Get out, you know, kind of schedule your time. And I love that. One year we were doing, my daughter and I, some homemade soap, which was nice for a hostess gift. Just different, you know, we had just different flavors, colors. We put some things in it. That was a really big craft we did one year. I like to give, you know, the bath and body things like the soaps and then maybe some lotions or things like that, that the host will use, homemade gifts. I love it.
Because it means you took time and thought and care. To me, those are almost more meaningful than any fancy, you know, big dollar gift, because that means you actually put thought and effort into making or creating that gift.
Yeah. And it's something you can use. I know, I had mentioned before, Randy's very, has an art mind. So like he would make something like say a bottle with some coloring. That's always fun too. Like some twinkle lights, you know, just something that's, you know, fun, but it's homemade, right? Yeah, exactly.
Over the years, I've received different gifts too. And I've kind of stolen some of these ideas where you take a mason jar and you can put like all the dry ingredients for cookies in there, or all the dried ingredients for a salad, or, you know, making salad dressings, they dry ingredients, hello. But I make homemade salad dressings and label them. And I usually make a bouquet because they're not that, like I said, not that expensive. A little bit can go a long way, but I do a couple different flavors. Or I've even done a bouquet of fresh herbs because I've got my garden here that goes year round inside the house. It's aeroponic. And sometimes just tying a beautiful ribbon around a bouquet of herbs that I know if a person cooks a lot. It's better than flowers because it's something they can either dry or use fresh, and something that's hard to get this time of year.
Right. And that's something they can use. I agree with that because they're going to use it, right? That's very thoughtful. I know those jars, those are so good. And you can do like the bowls or whatever for like beans and chili and all of that. Yeah. I love that.
Yay. So what do you do for other gifts? If you're, you know, maybe not a hostess gift, but you know, if you have somebody in your secret Santa list or a family member that's always hard to shop for, what do you do?
You know, I do, we do for the holiday gifts, but you know what is also fun and I've enjoyed doing is starting it off the season with like an advent calendar of different fun things, right? Depending on what the person enjoys. Could be wine, could be, you know, some sort of chocolates or some sort of affirmations or motivational things that you pull each day. Those are always fun to kick off the holiday, you know?
Do you make that yourself or do you find them elsewhere?
I have found them elsewhere. I sourced out.
I'm a huge Aldi fan because I love their prices. They often have really good produce that's organic and super inexpensive. So I see all those advent calendars, the dogs, and like you said, the wine ones and the coffee ones and the chocolate ones. Where do you go for yours?
You know, I do. I'm a big Aldi fan as well. That's my jam. So I do actually do a lot there. But then, you know, there's like stores here, Hobby Lobby, things like that, that have some creative things, you know, to work with. So that's kind of what I've done. World Market, I've found the motivational, like advent calendars there, which is fun because I like receiving that. Yeah, it gets you kind of going and ready for the season, you know, could be, I don't even know, like, you know what, another nice gift is a homemade candle. Or the candles are really good, you know, to put in your house. Like a soy candle of a holiday. Those are always nice gifts. Hostess gifts.
Because that's what you're going to use. I mean, I know people joke about the candle. My sister and I used to always joke about there's one candle that goes around the world because everyone, you know, shares it. I use candles. If someone gives me a gift of a candle, I love it. I think it's fantastic. Because it's just a little way to zhuzh up your environment, whether it's with a fragrance or just makes it warm and cozy.
And I agree.
Already this year with the weather being, it's so cloudy. And I'm already feeling a little bit of, you know, that seasonal sadness, if you will. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So that candle really can zhuzh up a place.
I'm a candle for those. I love the scent. Yes. And it does. You know what I was thinking too is homemade salsa. I have not done that, but now I'm thinking about that in that jar. Yes. Yeah, that might be a great idea. And then some whole grain tortillas to try or some quinoa tortilla chips just to try because we're mixing in that great, you know, nutrient whole grain and then some fresh salsa. Ooh, I might try that.
I was going to say, now I'm hungry for salsa. But I mean, really, right. Who's not hosting, whether it's just, you know, your family members or a party, you can always have the snacks.
It's something for you later too, right? Yes. If we did like some fudge or something, but we tried like we talk about when our holiday episode and so forth, just to kind of sneak in like some stevia or make it like a no bake with some different things. And that would be for them to try later after, you know, their party's over or in the morning, something for the morning too, coffee. Oh my gosh, I'm coming up with all these ideas now. Organic coffee.
So many local coffee roasters here. So I do love to get a little something from our, because I love supporting local. I mean, people are working hard, getting so creative. So I love sharing a little something from a local coffee roaster. Because A, it's a nice treat. Maybe they never tried it before, but there's a way that I can also support a local shop or a business owner.
Yeah, that's a win for everybody. Exactly. And, you know, like I said, now I'm starting to, my brain is like firing though, but just something for the hostess that's going to be like a little treat for them, you know, after the party, some good coffee in the morning or, you know, just something that we can do. I like that idea, like the salsa for them, maybe the next day or something.
Yeah.
How about you on gifts? Do you have some like things that you send or do or buy regularly?
So I feel like you get to a certain age, you know, unless there's small children in your family or in your, you know, gift giving circle, you don't need things. you know, like we all have the things. Obviously, things wear out, or you want to upgrade things here and there. But overall, things, we're done with that. So, I mean, of course, I love giving books. That's always great. But I love experiences. I love giving like concert tickets or museum memberships, a gift certificate to a restaurant I know somebody would never spend the money on. But if they got the gift certificate, you know, to take the edge off, maybe it's a pricier, fancier place. That's a great thing. I know one year for my parents, we did one of those meal preparation services, you know, or home kits, meal kits. And they cook all the time, but it gave them some new ideas with new foods that they never would have thought of. And we actually picked their meals each week for them. Because I think all of us get the rut of always doing the same, you know, 5 recipes over and over and over again. So I thought it was super fun to kind of surprise them. And they love, I mean, you have to have somebody who enjoys surprises too. But each week it was a fun thing for multiple weeks into the year to open that box and, ooh, what are we cooking this week?
Yeah. And that's fun together. And what you just were saying is like, it's creating memories. So you're doing something that they get to create a memory with. I'm going to date myself, but I remember like Blockbuster, right? So then that was a big thing. You buy a card for the, you know, a gift and then add some little fun things with it. But that's creating a memory, a family night. Oh, board games too. Some different board games. Yes. That's a great idea for families. I like that. Monopoly. I mean, people sometimes have it, sometimes don't. That's something a family can enjoy, right?
Our family is a big Scrabble and Uno family. That's something
that
I think every household in our, you know, our family has those two games. So every holiday, every gathering, one or both of those always come out, make an appearance.
I love Scrabble. I love that game. I love playing games too. So do you shop ahead of time? Are you kind of one of the one that's like, oh gosh, let me kind of get this all together? Are you like a December 24th?
right now, and we're recording this around Thanksgiving time, right? So right now I'm trying to get all these ideas for everybody. But the hard thing for adults, because for example, my mother, she's a voracious reader. So I know she's going to get a book from me. But to figure out what book she hasn't read yet, that's the task. So it's kind of like it's doing some sneaky research there, that sort of thing. But no, I like to be done 2 weeks in advance at least, because then I can sit down with my super healthy cocoa, because I use monk fruit for my sweetener. We'll talk about that later. And I can wrap the gifts with the Christmas music on or watching a Christmas movie. And then I can enjoy it more versus, gotta wrap the gift, get out of here, that kind of thing. I can really just enjoy the season. And like you said, I love gift giving. You can just soak it all up.
Exactly. And you're doing a timeline. So you're kind of giving yourself that opportunity to de-stress, enjoy, and then maybe make your homemade items, you know, to give for your host gifts. Talk about the hot chocolate, because I was thinking about that for a little jar too. Do you have a way to sneak in some good stuff in there?
Yes. So I found a recipe last year, and I'll have to share it. We'll post it later if I remember.
Please. I want it. Yeah.
But basically it's cocoa, like baking cocoa, monk fruit, and dried milk. That's it. Or powdered milk. And you just stir it together you know, with hot water. Sometimes I put peppermint schnapps if I'm feeling super naughty.
A little treat.
But it's sweet, but it's not that, it doesn't give you that sugary coating.
Right. That rush. Yeah. But it tastes good. Ooh, that sounds good.
Yes. They usually make it one cup at a time, but yes. Totally put that in a little jar.
Because I'm
putting healthy things into people's, you know, lives, and so that they can make healthy choices and not feel guilty about it. And hey, healthy food isn't that bad.
That's right. And I was just thinking too, with weather, I'm coming up with all these ideas now. I need to make my list, but like things for going outside. I know you and I are runners, so we tend to layer, but like just even things that are fun, like a fun scarf or hat or something that would be personable for the person, you know, would be a good idea.
Crochet or anything like that?
No, my mother did, and I never did pick up the hobby, but yeah. How about you?
No, I respect it greatly. A lot of my friends who do that, but yes, it is not in my skill set and my patience set.
Yeah, exactly. Even, you know what, depending on where you live, but just something for your car too, like, you know, just a little kit you know, whatever, something. I'm just thinking of ideas here. I'm like a big idea person today. Like even a scraper, I'm sure people have it, but just depending where you live, you know, a little emergency kit or something like that.
Well, see, every couple of years you end up breaking one, right? Because you have an icy windshield and you end up breaking the scraper. So yeah, everyone always uses things.
Okay. Yeah. Great ideas. I love it.
And then too, I always think of something for the gym. You know, if you have somebody who works out a lot, never give a gift of, you know, exercise to somebody who's not a big fan of it, because that could be taken the wrong way.
Wrong way, yeah. Offense. Yeah.
But, you know, there's so many different things, like you said, to support your fitness journey, whether it's a really nice pair of wicking socks, or if it's, you know, just another accessory for somebody's home gym. If, you know, they're really excited about their workouts, but maybe could use a few other tools. I think those are always great gifts. And there's so many places to get them inexpensively too. You know, it's not like you spend hundreds of dollars. You know, resistance bands, for example, you can do a lot with those and they're not that expensive. And those little gifts.
Good point. Yes.
Or a yoga class. I mean, one yoga class is, I mean, if you buy one of those, we're talking for most classes under $20. And it's just a great way to de-stress and also work on your fitness and flexibility. So
that's right.
Cool, I think.
And hydration. I mean, that's always a good one, like a fun water bottle or something, a permanent one. Yeah. For your hydration during the day. Yeah. It's personable.
Yay. So are you on those last minute people? Or are you done already with all your holiday shopping?
Oh no, I'm not finished. I probably tend to be more one that operates under that last minute.
But at least pressure and stress.
But I like the timeline where you get a chance to enjoy though, because you got to sit back and breathe and get ready for all the other stuff coming, right? So I need to jumpstart here. That's why I'm firing with all these great ideas. I'm glad we had this.
Write them down, right? Or just listen to this episode again.
Yeah, timing. I love the olive oil though. That's a really good one because a lot of people are using that for cooking, and then you can do it for dipping your bread. I like that. I might have to snag that one. Yeah.
Please do. All right, friend. Any final thoughts?
I don't really. I think that this is, you know, time for us. Like for me, it just fired up all these great ideas, kind of give us a timeline, kind of start working it in. So we're not, you know, pulling the trigger and just, you know, getting anything. But I like it when we're thinking of thoughtful gifts for our hosts and for giving. So this was a great idea. I loved it.
And these are good for year round too. If you go to a garden party in June, you know, a lot of these you can do then too. So I think it's always good to have an idea. Yeah.
I agree. This has been good. It's been very helpful for me. Yay. Hope everybody's enjoyed it and picked up some ideas. And if you know of any, you guys just drop them. Let us know.
Yes, please do, because we can always add some more to our repertoire.
Yes.
All right, friend. Have a happy holiday. Stay warm. We'll see you soon.
You too.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Thrive, your weekly guide to living your healthiest life. Head over to our Facebook and our Instagram and share with us your takeaways from today's episode. If you enjoy our podcast, please share with others and be sure to like, rate, and review. May you continue to strive to thrive, and we'll see you next week.